Good day, everyone. Welcome. My name is Sharon F. I am a Class A trustee, currently serving as the chair of the General Service Board, which is hosting this phone meeting. We will have three speakers on our call today, and our topic is DA literature, literature translations and licensing, and use of DA's copyrighted materials. We will have three speakers today. Tom B. from California, USA, will provide an update on DA literature. JP from London, UK, will provide an update on DA literature translations and licensing. And Bill D. from California, USA, will provide information on the use of DA's copyrighted materials. After all speakers have shared, we will have an opportunity for members to ask questions or to make comments. And let's begin with a moment of silence for the debtor who still suffers, and then say the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity.
Grant me the serenity.
Grant me the serenity.
To accept the things that I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. I'm also going to be our tech person during this call, so I will automatically mute everyone on the call right now. And for the speakers, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute. I'm just going to mute everyone to ensure a quiet meeting.
They said this is a recording. That's not.
Okay, as a reminder, please press star 6 to unmute. When we open up for questions near the end of the forum, I will acknowledge anyone who wants to speak. If I call on you, it's best to speak with, "Can you hear me?" Then you'll know for sure whether you're on mute or not. And we've gotten numerous requests to record these calls, so we will be doing that today. We will record only the speaker portion. These calls will be archived on the DA website. Okay, it's now the speaker portion of our call, and I would like to introduce our first speaker, Tom B., who will provide an update on DA literature. Tom, you'll have 15 minutes, and I will give you a two-minute warning. So, Tom, thank you so much, and go right ahead.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tom B. I'm a Class A trustee, and I'm a debtor. My solvency date is March 12, 2009. I'm currently serving as chair of the board, General Service Board Literature Publications Committee, and my fellow committee members are Sharon and JP. This year, and it's a really dedicated committee. It's really a privilege, I think, for all of us to serve on this committee. We have amazing discussions about, you know, so many aspects of Debtors Anonymous. It's an amazing learning experience for all of us. There's a subcommittee of literature publications called Literature Services. So literature publications kind of is the overview of literature, and we do reviews. We often review literature to make sure it adheres to the traditions, that it makes sure that it adheres to the entire library of all of our literature. So we don't want any new piece of literature to have a statement that conflicts with another statement in another piece of literature. So we keep an eye on that. And I just want to say there's something about a vantage point of, you know, and I think all of you probably know this from service, you know, you might be at a meeting and you experience the meeting one way, but when you take a certain service position, you experience the meeting a different way. And I would say there's a very specific vantage point to serving on literature publications, especially as we publish literature. A lot of times, you know, you think you've read a piece, but right when you're going to vote to approve it, suddenly you read it and you see all this stuff you've never seen before. And I think it's also the way when we hear literature at meetings, how we can suddenly hear new things that we've never heard before, you know? So I love the vantage point of serving on the board. I encourage people to consider board service or service as an ACM, that's an appointed committee member, a non-board member of a committee. And if you're interested in service, you can go to debtorsanonymous.org/service. Literature Services is the subcommittee that does a lot of writing or hires writers or hires volunteer writers. And our ACMs, our appointed committee members this year, are Rachel and Janet. Janet is currently taking 3 months off. And they've been with us on that committee for quite a while. The big project this year was the STEP study guide that got approved at the conference in 2020. And this is a STEP study guide for Debtors Anonymous and for Business Debtors Anonymous. So it's actually two STEP study guides, and we've made the decision to publish them in one document. It's going to be released on print on demand. And we're using, we always have to use vendors for our printing regardless. And so we're initially going to release it on Amazon Kindle. It has a print on demand service. So it'll be available on Amazon. People can order and it'll print a book and send it to them. And this will be available the minute it launches. It'll be available in multiple countries wherever Amazon does business. So this is the best way to get it out to the entire fellowship. And right now it's in the layout phase. We really had hoped that it would be ready by now, but you know, there's a saying in 12-step, to the effect of God loves a plan. So it's like, you know, we can never really estimate how long things will take. Our copy edit process for this took at least 2 months, and it involved all of the literature publications members, plus Bill was gracious enough to join us. We did a read-through of the STEP study guide. The copy editor really highlighted some areas that needed some work, and I think we logged about 30 hours each, you know. I think we had enough, like 16 hours of meetings, I believe. 30 hours of meetings. I don't remember. I calculated at one point. It was a lot of work. So we're very excited. This will hopefully be in your hands soon. I hate to say a date because God loves a plan, but I am going to estimate it will be in early April. Our other big project for the year is, and this is a priority project for the last few years, is the DA Basic Text. And this is a huge project. It is a really important moment in a 12-step fellowship to publish a basic text, which kind of gives people an idea of who they are, what they're about, how to work the program in a very definitive way. So say like a mental health professional might look at a program's basic text and read it and really understand what that program is and how it might help people and be able to refer people to it. One of the reasons it can take so long to do a basic text is there can be disagreement. And I know when we were working on this when I was a delegate, the original outline indicated there was a lot of disagreement. And I think it just reached an impasse at a certain point over things like, do we use the term debt abstinence or solvency to define not incurring unsecured debt? And I think we've, you know, a lot of recovery is about being in the gray areas, not being in a binary black and white situation. And I think one of the ways we're solving this is to, because really this is an explanation of who we are and how we work. And so I think the explanation will be along the lines of some people call it this, some people call it that. We don't need to set policy. And I think at the board level, we try not to set policy in our literature. We try and let the defer to the conference to do that. And so that we have received, we've got a writer who's excellent, has worked with us before, and they are supposedly going to have a draft, a full first draft within this conference year. They have submitted recently a ton of information that we all have to read on this committee, and so we're in the process of doing that. I just want to say, you know, this is such a, the board went and visited another 12-step fellowship a couple years ago, and they told us all their inner workings. They're a big fellowship. They have a $10 million annual spending plan based on $10 million of annual income, and they said 90% of that comes from their literature, not from contributions. And 90% of their literature incomes comes from their basic text. So literature is a way that a fellowship is self-supporting. And they also told us that every time there was a revision to their basic text, they brought in another million members. So I don't know if we'll have those numbers, you know, when we release this, but I just want to underline the importance of this project. We also, part of this project involves having basic text stories. So these are recovery stories at the end, and they're going to be around 1,500 to 2,000 words, I would believe. I want, on behalf, on behalf of Literature Publications Committee, I want to apologize. We were not able to find stories that had been submitted up until January 1st, 2021. The reason for this is we have two different ways of setting up email addresses, domain email addresses. One is set up through the server, something like that. I don't totally know. And it's forwarded. And the other one is set up through our G Suite account. And so a domain email address was created, basictechstories@gmail.com. But it was never set up as an email account. It was set up to forward, but I'm not sure if the email addresses were correct to forward. And so when I became chair, I went into that to collect the stories, and it turns out it hadn't been set up as an email account. There was no copies of the email saved. So now it is set up. There's going to be copies saved of everything. It is forwarding to people that need to get it, and we will be able to retain all the stories going forward. We issued an announcement to this effect. We received 7 stories from people who had submitted during the past year, and I believe from what I've heard that was around the number of stories we had received, so we are hoping that we're caught up, and I encourage everyone to write their recovery story and submit it. There's information at debtorsanonymous.org/announcements, and the email you can write to is basictextstories@debtorsanonymous.org. There's also a project for a daily reader. This is our meditation book project that was approved in 2008. And let me just backtrack. The step study guide coming out was approved in 2007 by the conference, and the basic text was also approved in 2007. So it can take a long time for literature to be developed. The daily reader has a task force of volunteers. I think there's about 10 of them right now. And what they are doing, they've gotten a bunch of submissions. They're going through and editing them into final meditations that will appear on for each page of the calendar year. And they've just reached their halfway mark, so they're halfway through having edited meditations. They're still taking submissions, and you can go to debtorsanonymous.org/meditation to submit material for this project. Let me just quickly go over some other projects that are on literature publications and literature services. There's the health issues pamphlet, which was approved as a concept by the conference in 2011. It's gone through at least 4 different iterations. And right now it has been turned into a voices pamphlet, and a task force of volunteer writers has been convened. And so that's a big project this year. So the benefit of a voices project versus a regular DA literature. When literature gets created in the voice of DA, you might consider that to be policy. You know, when we're at the World Conference, people will often cite our literature as if it's a policy that's been established. So one of the problems with all the different iterations of the Health Voices pamphlet, of the Health Issues pamphlet, was that, we did not want to establish any policy based on whether spending on health insurance or spending beyond health insurance was debting or was not debting. That wasn't for us to decide. But if we do it as a voices pamphlet and we get anecdotal quotes from members of the fellowship, how health issues have affected their debting, and how they have recovered from debting despite having health issues, then it doesn't become a policy. But it still can be very helpful to members. So we hope to develop more of these voices pamphlet. There's a Black Voices pamphlet also in development. That's at the WSC Literature Committee. So that is at the delegate level. It's not at the board level. And the delegates will prepare a document. They'll submit it to the board, and then we'll further go along through the process. We have a process called the literature approval process. It's in the DAMS, and I forget what page it's on. DAMS is the DA Manual Service, and it describes our literature approval process. So it's always worth knowing just the kind of steps that each literature approval has to go through. For instance, the STEP study guide, probably over 100 people have reviewed it and contributed to it. So this really does represent a very large group conscience. Okay, other projects, there's the diversity pamphlet, and this was approved by the conference in 2017. It's going to be a service document, and right now we've asked the underserved and underrepresented outreach caucus if they would like to convene a group of volunteers to write this, a first draft of this pamphlet, and they've agreed, and they've got a subcommittee, and they're doing that, and maybe that subcommittee, if it goes over, you know, if members are start to rotate off, what we did with the daily meditation, we created a task force so those members could continue to work on it, even though they were no longer
Tom,
delegated.
You have 2 minutes.
Thank you,
Sarah. Sorry to interrupt, 2 minutes.
Yeah. So that might be a possibility with a diversity pamphlet. I'm just going to run through these other pamphlets. We have yet to decide what to do with them, honestly. And that's because we have so much on our plate. As I said, the STEP study guide, we've probably logged, you know, 30 hours or more on that. So it just takes up a lot of our schedule and our agenda. So other pamphlets that have been approved by the conference, they have outlines. They're on literature publications. We have to figure out what to do with them, how to get writers or volunteer writers. There's the Action Plan pamphlet from 2019, Dealing with Prosperity, 2019, Earning, 2019, Relapse and Recovery, 2018, Retirement, 2019, What is Solvency, 2019. And then there's some that have been approved. They're on literature services. We still have to get writers for them. Couples and DA. And there are some projects from a long time ago, Newcomer Meeting Format from 2007, a revision of the Compulsive Spending pamphlet, a revision of the Anonymity pamphlet. Those were both from 2013. That there are versions, and they've just been reviewed multiple times, and they haven't been approved, and so they're still in the development phase as far as those revisions. We do need volunteer writers. If you would like to volunteer as a writer of a pamphlet, any of these pamphlets, please go to debtorsanonymous.org/service and apply to be a project contributor for literature publications. That's all I have. Thanks for letting me be of service. Thanks to everyone who participates in this process and who shares literature and gets something out of literature. You're all being of service, and that's it. I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Tom. That was really very informative. I'd like to now introduce our next speaker, JP, who will give an update on literature translations and licensing. And JP, you will also have 15 minutes, and I will give you a 2-minute warning as well. So JP, if you'd like to press *6 to unmute, go right ahead.
Hi, this is JP. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, loud and clear. Thank you.
Yay, hi, my name's JP, and I'm a debtor, and I'm also the chair of the GSB Literature Translations and Licensing Committee, or LTL for short. The other members of the committee are Bill D, Roger H, and we have their trustees, and we have Chris S, who's our ACM, appointed committee member, and we have Rodi D, who is a project contributor for the Spanish language. So I want to say thank you to Tom for that wonderful presentation of what LitPub does. And I want to paraphrase Ginger Rogers and say, we do everything they do, but in other languages. I think she said she did everything Fred did, but backwards. So we do it in other languages. The literature translation and licensing does what it says on the tin, basically. We work in tandem with the legal committee of the GSB to develop licenses and agreements with different translation teams around the world, And we work with the Literature Publications Committee to look at the best ways to get that literature, once it's translated, out to the fellowship around the world. One thing I would like to say is that we are not professionals. We do service. We remain forever non-professional, I'm quoting. We're developing an international licensing, publishing and distribution framework, but we are not professionals at this. We do service. We do our best with the various skills we have. We've been at the point of negotiating who pays for what with one intergroup in another country, and I could hear the sort of frustration of, you know, of, so what's the procedure for this? That honestly, we are developing it. We are developing it, and we go one step at a time, and we do get help from a legal team, but we write our own letters of agreement in the best tradition, small t, of our fellowship and the BDA tools. So it's good that people, that the fellowship knows this, that because I think to have expectations perhaps of a really tip-top professional service is going to lead somebody into the woods, because we're finding our way together with the different countries around the world. And on that note, I really want to commend the work of the Spanish and South American translators who've put so much work recently into the translation of both conference-approved literature. Sorry, my computer is behaving. Conference-approved literature and service materials. They've been having daily meetings and regular monthly calls with our project contributor, Rodi. There is a big document ready to go for verification. That it is. We pay an agency. We buy in the services of a translation agency to look at it overall, to sample pieces of the translation, to give their opinion. But I can honestly say that we appreciate their advice, but we are DA. We know the culture of DA. People in all countries where DA meets in fellowship in different languages know the culture of their country and their fellowship, and so we always have a dialogue. We need a good translation, but there is a dialogue around specific fellowship language, like one day at a time. Somehow, sometimes that in strictly speaking can be translated as every day, or you might get somebody coming back and saying, could that say every day, somebody from the agency, but we say no, it's one day at a time, you know. So we always take the word of the fellowship and look at it with the respect it deserves. We did have a request from the Spanish-speaking fellowship this year to translate the World Service Conference binder materials and to have simultaneous translation at the World Service Conference on Zoom for delegates from Spain and Latin American Spanish-speaking countries, and perhaps Spanish-speaking members in the USA. But we got a quote to look at the cost for that, and I can tell you, unfortunately, they are prohibitive. It's approximately $30,000 for materials and for two translators to work alongside, say, five delegates at different committees and the convocation. So LTL has therefore asked GSB Finance to put that figure in the GSB's ideal spending plan, which is a prayer of sorts. So more will be revealed there. But that's just for clarity, to let the fellowship know just how much this, that a translation, a professional translation costs of the binder and the conference. So otherwise, we kind of motor on at a steady pace with other members who serve by translating DA literature. We're always happy to hear from translators or people thinking of translating literature. We have a web, email address, translations@debtorsanonymous.org. In fact, we're more than happy to hear from you. In an ideal world, if you're about to translate our literature, if you come to us and tell us and say, hey, this is what we're thinking of doing, then we can talk, we can walk you through it, through the process of what you need to do, the assignments of rights, the stages of the translation process, which is on the website. If you just type search translations into the website search box, you'll find it. So we can walk you through right from the very beginning to make sure this is all regularized and everybody knows what you're doing. Translations are always fellowship-led. The GSB doesn't, as a rule, organize translations. We don't organize translations. We wait for people who have an interest in it to hopefully form a team and come to us and say, we want to do this. Or we have, very often people come and say, we have done this. And that's a bit behind, that, you know, it's better if people come and say, we want to do this, how do we do it? That's the best way through. So our committee has different members of the committee working with different areas of the world and have ongoing conversations with translators. So I feel, we on the committee, you know, I'll be chairing it and I'll say, hey, Roger, how's it doing in China? So it's like we travel around the world in each committee. How's it doing in France? How's it doing in Brazil? How's the translation going in Brazil? And so on and so forth. I think we've certainly progressed in that we're the newest committee of the board, and I feel that we have progressed. There's room for improvement, but we're a long way from where we began. People rightly were clamoring for a board response at that time. And the committee was set up to respond, and we have. And so now we hopefully know what's going on, and we're in dialogue with everybody who's working around the world to do this incredible service. We are always looking for bilingual people to serve as project contributors. If you type in the search engine on the DA website service, then you will find that page and you'll see what you need to apply to be a project contributor. And that is people who are bilingual in English and another language. That always helps us. And also people with licensing or publishing expertise would also be very welcome to apply to be project contributors. We are a small fellowship. We're not professional, but we do value expertise and knowledge and skills. But we're a small fellowship. I can't remember exactly how many members we think we have at the moment, but it is a small number. And so all of this is being done by dedicated team members step by step. And I'll leave it there. Thank you, Sharon. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you so much, JP. That was great. Okay, let me just recess here. Okay, I would now like to introduce our third speaker, Bill D., who will provide information on the use of DA copyrighted materials and trademarks. Bill, you will have 15 minutes, and I will also give you a two-minute warning as well. So, Bill, if you'd like to press star 6 to unmute, and you can go right ahead, and thanks so much.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Sharon, and thanks to Tom and JP for speaking today. It's really great to hear this, to get the exciting news about translations and new literature, and yeah, it really makes me want to go back on the literature committee where we're doing so much great work. So I'm not going to speak as briefly, as at length as my fellows on the board, my trustees, but I am going to speak a few minutes about copyrights, trademarks, and other intellectual property. And I've been asked to speak today because I am the chair of the General Service Board LRPC Audit Legal Committee. And LRPC means Long Range Planning Committee, and then audit and legal are self-explanatory. And the legal part is mostly what I'm speaking about today. So I'm currently holding my 2019 edition of the Debtors Anonymous Manual for Service. So I'm a year back, but on page 105, to 107, there is a section called Copyrights, Trademarks, and Other Intellectual Property. And this briefly spells out what groups and intergroups need to do if they are going to use copyrighted trademarked material from Debtors Anonymous. So I think that you know, there's this old phrase that I've heard people say, and it says, it's easier to ask forgiveness than to get permission. Well, I would disagree with that, especially in this case. It's very easy to ask for permission to use DA's copyright, trademarks, or other intellectual property. So the point is that one must ask. So if it's a group or an intergroup, if you're putting together a flyer, especially in the age of the internet, because it used to be that a flyer from an intergroup might just go, you know, like very locally. But it says in the DAMS, care must be taken to ensure that quoted material is used in an appropriate context and with awareness of the 12 traditions of DA. And it also says a DA group, intergroup, or individual member runs the risk of diluting the DA rights to its name and symbol by using them on the internet without written express permission. So any website, any flyer that's available on the internet must have the General Service Board's permission to use a trademark or a copyrighted material. Now, we have the square with DA inside of it, and that is a logo that is trademarked, so that symbol is trademarked. So if a group wants to use that symbol, even in conjunction with, you know, something else. Let's say that Texas wants to put TX and then DA in the square. They have to get permission from the General Service Board to use that. In fact, and I know that some people will be really surprised by this, D period, A period is also a trademark. And every 10 years, I believe, DA has to reapply for that trademark. so that we can keep it and make sure that it's ours. And if these trademark materials are dispensed without the permission of the General Service Board, some people today might say it weakens the brand. And eventually, perhaps, we might lose I'm trying to avoid saying the C word, but I'm going to say lose control over that. So if you look at that section of the dams, it also quotes from AA World Services. So it says if they are used too much, this will cause the marks to lose their meaning and significance as symbols of Alcoholics Anonymous. So it's the same way with Debtors Anonymous. If you want to use this material, copyrighted material, it's best to ask permission. And some people say, well, this DA belongs to everybody. It belongs to the fellowship. Well, there also is a corporation of Debtors Anonymous, and that's with the legal side of our organization. So if you're going to use this material, just ask permission of the board, and you can go to the website where there are the legal forms there. You can download it, fill it out, send it in to the board. And I think that's all I need to say today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill. And I also just want to add, Bill just mentioned the legal forms and documents section of the Debtors Anonymous website. And there's a form for permission for copyrighted material, copyright and trademark policies, and frequently asked questions about copyright material. So that's a great source of information. And thanks again, Bill. And I am going to stop the recording.